Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's topic, the big jobs push out in Yerington with the Yerington Land Transfer Bill. Our guests are George Ganey, Mayor of Yerington, and Jeff Page, Lyon County Manager. And on our pundit panel today, we have Larry Mathias, Verita Black Crothrow, and Sean Carey. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers, and today our guests, of course, are George Ganey, Mayor of Yerington, and Jeff Page, Lyon County Manager. Now, we're talking about the rebirth of the copper mining industry in Lyon County, which is, by statistics, the worst county in Nevada as far as unemployment. Now, the first thing is Nevada Copper has already started operations on their Pumpkin Hollow site. Projections call for someday to have 800 mining and construction jobs, and the average salary for these mining jobs is $80,000 a year. Now, other mining companies are testing the land around Yering to trying to ascertain the copper content, and all this, of course, is happening in the most depressed county in Nevada in terms of state unemployment. Enter into this is this big Yerington land transfer bill that is now, I guess, in the twilight of Congress. So, Jeff, let me start with you. Why is this land transfer so vital to the revitalization of Yerington, Lyon County, and the copper mining industry there?
Well, from our perspective, it's not a lands bill. It's an economic development bill. It's a jobs bill to bring jobs to South Lyon County and the region. Mining jobs, construction jobs, and as you look at how these things operate, when Nevada Copper starts buying heavy equipment, it affects Illinois, Minnesota, because those are the places those things are built that are buying. It brings in, not only does it bring in net proceeds tax and property tax, but sales tax. Nevada Copper, when they buy stuff, they're paying for it in Yerington, so that sales tax is staying in the state of Nevada, not going someplace else. So it's an economic boost for the not only Lyon County, but the state of Nevada.
Okay, and the school district gets taxed.
School district,
off of this,
the city of Yerington, the fire districts, the hospital districts, every taxing district that has a chunk of that property gets funding out of that.
Okay. Now, George, this Yerington bill has taken quite a winding road through Congress. It seems like everybody's getting involved with it. We have Senator Reid, Senator Heller, Representative Horsford, Representative Amedee, about just everybody almost in the Nevada delegation. And Harry Reid, of course, is the Senate Majority Leader, is the most powerful man in this group, and he has requested that a Wovoka Wilderness area be tacked onto this land transfer. It's 47,000 square acres south of Yerington. Maybe if you could comment a little bit about this Wovoka Wilderness area that's been tagged onto this bill.
Well, it was from the inception of the bill, we knew that there would be some hurdles that we'd have to go over, and we figured at one point that the sage-grouse easement was going to be the conservation element that would satisfy Senator Reid. Unfortunately, it was the wilderness that he really desired, and the previous wilderness bill was quite contentious. This one we took 30 days to figure out how we were going to approach it, and 90 days to finish it, and we came up with a rather unique proposal that satisfied most stakeholders. It's unique in the fact that nobody's going to be hurt by it. Nothing changes in the wilderness use up there, and not everybody believes that, but I firmly committed that we've made a great offer on the table for Wovoka and to push the bill forward now. The bill does have a history of it's speeding through Congress like none other. In 16 months, it's unheard of the progress that it's made. And you're right, we have the support of the entire Nevada congressional delegation. And I believe that it'll be finished in the next 8 to 10 weeks.
So the bill, you're saying, will be passed out of Congress, both houses, in 8 to 10 weeks?
I'm looking forward to a late spring finish.
Okay, well, that's good news. Now, Jeff, one thing about George's optimism is that in Congress, in the House, no wilderness bill passed the House since 2010, and no land transfer has passed the Senate in all of 2012. So it seems like you got a double whammy here about this thing. You know, the House doesn't like wilderness, and the Senate doesn't like land transfers. Are you as optimistic as George that this could get through?
I am, and part of the reason why I am is you look at who has signed off and co-sponsored the bill on the House side, both Amedee and Horsford, which represent, Horsford has the southern part of Lyon County, and Amedee has the northern part of Lyon County, and Congressman Amedee was the original sponsor of the first bill that went through on the Yerington Lands bill. So we have that. We have the Senate Majority Leader who comes from Nevada, who on the Senate side can help get things pushed through. I think, again, we go back to an economic development thing. It's a jobs bill. When you start taking a look at how mining affects the entire nation with those companies in the Midwest that build all the equipment, that, you know, it's a jobs bill not only for the state of Nevada, but for other locations. So I think there's a push there to at least politically, hey, look, we're doing to create jobs throughout the nation. And it just makes good sense. This is a win-win for the city of Yerington, win-win for Lyon County, for Nevada Copper, for the state of Nevada. Nobody is harmed by what's happened here. You know, George talked about the Wovoka Wilderness area. That's already a roadless area, meaning that if there's no roads there, you can't just drive wherever you want to go. The wilderness area that's proposed, the roads that are in there are cherry stemmed in. Grazing is still alive and well in there. People can still recreate in there. People still can hunt and fish in there. You just can't take your car off the roads that are up there already. So it's a win-win for everybody involved. I think I'm as optimistic as George. I think we'll get this thing moved through and get it taken care of.
Okay, we got to take a break right now, but I want to come back and ask you about job training, because the mining's no, you know, pick and shovel operation anymore.
And
no. So we'll be right back with more on the Yerington land transfer right after these few messages.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Look who benefits from Nevada Mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, we're back on Nevada Newsmakers, and our guests today, of course, are George Deeney, Mayor of Yerington, and Jeff Page, Lyon County Manager. The topic today, of course, is the Yerington Land Transfer Bill that is winding its way through Congress. Now, this land transfer, it's about 19 square miles all around the Nevada Copper facility. Just outside of Yerington. You don't hardly have to commute to get to work if you're a miner there. But plans for this land transfer, George, I mean, they're pretty stupendous. You want a business park there, a motocross track, amphitheater, and you already got your Night in the Country concert series you can move there. It seems like these are all things that could bring people to Yerington, not only to work, but also for recreation facility, for the recreation facilities. Could you expand on that?
Well, sir, the 10,500 acres includes 3,700 acres of it is exclusively dedicated to the copper mine. And that leaves the other 67% for 43% is for recreational and outdoor use, as well as an economic development placement. It's important right now that we put that into the plan. How it gets developed is time will tell. We need to work with Nevada Copper so we can strategically place the infrastructure so that it benefits our portion of the property for future uses when mining subsides.
Okay, now Yerington, it's going to be a good big economic boom for Yerington, but also it seems like it's going to help Dayton and it's going to help Fernley and even all the way to Reno. What, Jeff, could you maybe comment on the ancillary benefits of this project?
Well, we've been informed that for every mining job created, it creates something like 5.2 additional jobs that aren't mining jobs. And that doesn't mean just in Yerington or South Lyon County. That's Lyon County, Carson City, Douglas County, Story County, Washoe County, the region for jobs. We've already had some businesses have contacted us, wanting to know where we are with the mining process, looking at relocating their operation to Fernley or Yerington or Dayton. And today's workforce has changed. I mean, I drove from Yerington to get here today, from Fernley to Reno is bumper to bumper traffic from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. people going to work. So people are used to commuting to go to work. So it's not going to be just an impact just for South Lyon County and the city of Yerington. It's for the entire region. Mining, as well as the ancillary jobs that come along, grocery stores, healthcare, those kinds of things that come along with mining. And it doesn't happen overnight. thank God. I mean, if we all of a sudden had 5,000 people showing up in South Lyon County in one day, it'd be a little problematic. It goes over a period of time, and we're working with the city of Arrington on developing plans how we address that.
Okay, now, these mining jobs, of course, as we said, it's no longer a pick-and-shovel operation. You need training, you need education. George, how are you handling, and you and Nevada Copper, handling the training, education of 800 workers potentially to hire?
Well, we've been working with the school district as well as the community college. Of course, community college is being devastated through the education funds, but we still plan on an aggressive approach at that, because you're right, it's not a pick and shovel work anymore. It's 700 to 800 jobs that will require an educational background. These people aren't going to be turned loose on a $20 million piece of equipment without the capability of using the computers.
Okay, now you mentioned Western Nevada College. Jeff, as you know, this mitigation issue at the legislature could devastate Western Nevada College if they don't get this mitigation money, because most of the, you know, some of the funding in higher education is flowing north to south with the new funding formula. Dr. Carol Lucy, the president of Western Nevada College, told me that there's potential here where all their rural campuses would have to go away. And if you don't know how to train machinists or miners or people, you know, heavy equipment operators, what happens to this project?
Well, I think part of it is it's incumbent upon the industry itself to help support those things and keep those projects going, so that I don't believe it's necessarily the taxpayer's responsibility to provide all the training for people to come work in mining or whatever industry that's coming in. Mm-hmm. And the industry has been so far willing in the past to help out with those kinds of things. Nevada Copper's had a number of conversations with WNC that I'm aware of, and I think they'll be able to work through that process and determine how they're going to meet those needs. When we met with Horsford's office and Congressman Horsford few weeks ago, he asked that very question. How are you going to do this? Nevada Copper's put together, I have not seen it yet, but it's putting together a process for the Congressman to look at is how they're going to provide education and training to those people to get them prepared to come to work.
Okay, last
I think it'll be indicative, though, that the copper mine steps up and it helps the process for the education of the workforce, and they know that, too.
Okay, last question. You mentioned one of you mentioned the traffic coming in here from Yarrington. What's the status of the USA Parkway, which would make a road from I-80 cut all the way through the mountains to
Silver Springs.
Silver Springs, not far from Yarrington. What would that do?
I'll leave that to Jeff,
okay,
because
Jeff?
It's a county issue.
It is a county issue. NDOT and the state of Nevada have been doing their three-year plan of engineering, the environmental impact, their design work for a four-lane graded, two-lane paved 40 to 55 mile an hour road. They're still working through that progress. Our staff from Public Works is heavily involved with that process. We have a couple commissioners who pay close attention to that. And it's still going through the process. It's not a road that we own at this point in time, nor do we want to own it, to be quite honest with you. I can't afford to maintain a state highway, nor can any other small community or county. So it's hopefully going to wind up going through this NDOT process and becoming a state highway and working its way through from Silver Springs through Story County to I-80.
Okay, if that gets...
Can't wait to cut that 20 miles off either.
Right. You're going to be a retirement community once that thing goes through. We'll be right back after these few words with our pundit panel.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
Every day I help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need my help?
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Faithful, faithful, faithful. These are songs of faith and encouragement.
I never, never wanna play it.
Time Life presents Encouraged, today's greatest gospel anthems. Get Encouraged on two CDs for just $24.99. But wait, order in the next 10 minutes and we'll cut the price to just $14.99. Then preview other great gospel collections. Satisfaction guaranteed. So call now and get Encouraged on two CDs for just $14.99.
Call 1-800-683-7799 to order Encouraged, today's greatest gospel, for $14.99 plus shipping when you call in the next 10 minutes with your credit card or order online.
Car accidents, motorcycle accidents, injured in an accident.
Do insurance companies stack the deck against you with high-powered attorneys and expert witnesses? Yes, they do.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I welcome back to our all-star pundit panel. First, let me introduce Sean Carey, political columnist of Reno Tahoe Tonight magazine. Welcome to you, Sean. Then we have Larry Mathias, the executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association, and Verita Black Prothro, the co-host of Get Real America. Good morning to y'all. Good morning. Sean, let me start with you. You know, last Thursday or Friday, that Assemblyman Stephen Brooks tried to buy a gun at Shields and Sparks, and of course, this kind of freaked out everybody at the legislature because, you know, he's threatened Speaker Marilyn Kirkpatrick. He's been arrested two times. He's been taken in for his own psychological benefit another time. If they let Assemblyman Brooks buy a gun, and tomorrow's the deadline, I'm taking the day off at the legislature because, you know, people feel that he's dangerous.
Well, I think people do feel he's dangerous, number one. And number two, is there anything on his record right now that will preclude him from passing the background check becomes the question. Because there may be a little bit of a gray area before anything really hits his record. So we'll see what happens. I don't think he's going to be able to. I just don't see how Shields will allow it.
Well, Larry, you know, you can't buy a gun if you've been convicted of spousal abuse or, you know, other crimes. And he's been arrested for things, but he hasn't been convicted. Do you think that would be a loophole where he would be able to buy a gun?
Well, it's certainly one of those gray areas. He's, you know, he's not a criminal. I think anyone who's known him any length of time, I've known him since he first ran. It's a sad case of someone who seems unable to control himself. There's clearly some behavioral health and mental health issues. So I think my question is not about whether or not he can get a permit. My question is why he isn't able to get the care that he so obviously needs. That's a part of this whole debate. That often there's a throwaway comment about the mental illness and its contribution to these violent acts around the country, but then the next step, which is, and what are we going to do about him, about making sure that people with mental illnesses are getting the care they need, and we don't close that loop. I think this is a terribly sad case. I'm not going to make any judgments about the criminal side of it, but it's one of those cases where you watch someone deteriorate because he happens to be a public official. It's a more public observation of what goes on in many communities every day of the year.
Okay, Verita, is it more important to get Assemblyman Brooks the care that he needs, or more important to make sure that he doesn't buy a gun?
I think they're both equally as important. I think it's shameful on our society that this man, who is a public servant, can't get the mental health services that he needs for whatever reason. That there's a problem there. There's just a huge problem there.
He's been in an institution for two times now, according to Assemblyman Horn. I mean, he seems like he's getting the care he needs. But
well. Perhaps not, but if he has, then hopefully that will have some impact on him getting a permit.
Okay. Let me change the subject.
Sure.
Okay. Last week at the legislature, The Washoe delegation, many of them, rolled out this plan. They can't get it. It's difficult to get a tax package passed in the legislature with two-thirds. They need capital improvement money in the Washoe County School District. So what they've done is they want to pass enabling a legislation, enabling the Washoe County School Board to pass these property and sales taxes. What do you think of this move? Is it brilliant or not?
I think it's necessary because it is so hard to get tax policy passed in Carson City. I think that this is probably the only way they see that they can actually make it happen. And so it's not a surprise to me.
Okay, Larry, is this going to fly, or will it die when Governor Sandoval vetoes it?
Well, that's certainly one possible scenario. I think Senator Smith has come up with a very interesting approach to times when you have consensus that there's a need for something, and you have consensus they don't want taxes to go up for that object. So I think we'll see this confrontation probably go on all session. The biggest thing is, will people vote against it in the legislature, fearing that this opens a door that we'll see a number of other districts and organizations in the state try the same.
Okay, Vreeda, you got the last word here.
I think it's brilliant. I'm so glad that she did it, and I hope it works because we need it.
All right, we're going to stop it right there. We'll be right back to wrap the show up
after these few words.
Make your home look new again. At Sparks Tile and Stone, we have a huge selection of porcelain and ceramic tile, natural stone, and we specialize in granite countertops. Right now at Sparks Tile and Stone, we have granite countertops starting at $175. We'll find the best fit for your budget. We do free estimates and in-store design. We'll have your home looking new again. Visit our large showroom on Rock Boulevard today or call 358-7734.
Sparks Tile and Stone, for all your tile, granite, and natural stone needs.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
I'm JD, owner of Ultimate Automotive Repair. We care about our community, so we offer a variety of discounts. If you're a single parent, we give you a discount. All military receive 35% off for your service to our country. If you're 65 or older, bring me your oil and filter, and we'll do it for free. Public service, we offer a discount for you too. Ultimate Automotive Repair. Give us the chance to change your auto repair experience.
Hey, thanks for watching the show today. On our next broadcast, our guest will be Brian Wachter. He is the legislative director of the Nevada Retail Association, so you don't want to miss that. Thanks for tuning in today.